Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with us. That's the Stones bringing us back. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one from my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Jack Aldrich is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, 15 years now, one of the great futurists of our time. Jump the curve. I still, Jack, I swear, I still keep coming back to the next big thing is really small. We helped you launch that book on this show, what, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, something like that? You introduced us
to... I think that was my very first book on the program.
You helped introduce us to nanotechnology, and I continue, and I still remember one of the first lines in my last book was to talk about how our technology has gone from whatever we had to talking paint, you know. And I thought about, you know, your nanotech when I was writing that. So Jack, I love hearing what you think about thinking. And you've got what he calls Jack Aldrich's Friday Future 15. That's not easy to say, folks. We're three times real fast. But the new one's out. It's all about thinking. And so help us become better thinkers like Jack Aldrich.
Yeah, well, the first thing I say is, as leaders, we have to give ourselves permission to think. I mean, this sounds really obvious, but most people don't do it. If you actually see someone in their office, just with their feet up and their hands behind their head, and they're actually engaged in that, act of thinking, most people don't understand. Most people think they're just lazy. They don't understand, as a leader, they're probably doing their most important work. Where the future value of your company, your organization is going to come from is not focusing on today's fire. You have to do that, but you have to carve out just a little bit of time to think about the future, because that's where your future success and your future value is going to come from. But I know this is hard, so what I try to do...
Jack, it's even worse than that, and I'll tell you why. As we grow our businesses, we add layers of organization, which includes a manager to manage that organization. And one of the first managers that people hire is a sales manager. And way too often, they expect the sales manager to also sell, to have their own customers. And if the sales manager went in the office, in his office or her office, and was sitting there thinking, I've seen many a small business owner who couldn't stand that. You need to be out calling on customers with salespeople. You need to be, you know, blah blah blah. You need to be busy when maybe the person was thinking about how to do all those things. They really have a hard time with seeing people who are not busy, including themselves.
Yeah, that's right. So really what I'm trying to do with the Friday Future 15 is just create a small culture around thinking. And what I say is, look, every Friday at 4:45, just give yourself permission to have a closed-door policy and close your door and think about the future. But to make that even easier, I curate a list of 15 articles, and I say to my subscribers, I say, don't read all 15 articles. Just select one that you think might have potential value to you or your business. Read it, and then really put it down and start thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's as simple as that, but simple but not easy to do.
Well, one of the things that I try to do whenever I can is to do what you just said, and not on Friday afternoon, but first thing in the morning. Because your right side of your brain, the creative side, wakes up first. And your left side of your brain, the engineer side, wakes up late. And so I have my best ideas in the morning, and that's when I like to think about things. But everybody has a different biorhythm, so it's different for everybody. But talk to us about thinking different. That's one of the things you talk about.
Yeah, I think if we want to make sure we're not caught by surprise, by the future, we have to begin thinking differently. And I mean, if you really think about it, most people's very first thought is not your own thought. It is a thought that came from a parent, maybe a priest, maybe a politician, maybe a pundit on TV. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Or a book, or a book called The Next Big Thing is Really Small.
Yeah, that's right. So you have to engage yourself and start pushing yourself a little bit to think different. And so I typically have one article under the category of think different of a company, a business, an individual organization that has just thought about a problem from a different perspective. And how do they go about doing that? Do they listen to a different voice? Do they bring in a younger perspective? Do they bring in an older perspective? Whatever your way of thinking is, one of the best ways to do it is just challenge it to say, is there a different way to think about my problem or this opportunity? And well, again, I think you really can train yourself into thinking differently.
Well, the thing I think we have to do on that is imagine, I mean, maybe even be crazy about it. Say, well, okay, we've been doing that right there for the last 30 years. What if we turned it upside down?
Yeah, that's a great way. And the way I kind of frame that is most people are looking for what I call 10% incremental improvements.
Yeah.
And again, there's nothing wrong with that. But in order to sort of really jolt your thinking, think 10X just once in a while. If we wanted to grow our business tenfold, if we wanted to get tenfold more companies, what would we have to do?
Right.
And what that does is, I'm not saying it's necessarily practical, but it's certainly going to jolt you out of whatever way you're currently thinking. And there might be an insight there.
Hold on to that thought, Jack. I got to take a quick break. Right back with Jack Aldrich, ladies and gentlemen. His books are wherever books are sold. I'm Jim Blassingham. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.